upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. All right, retail executives, let's get right into it today. We're talking about something that I think we can all agree is pretty crucial in this environment. You know, you're all out there trying to attract and keep and motivate top talent, and it's a tough world out there.
Yeah, it really is.
So today we're going to be doing a deep dive into employee recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be looking at it not just as, you know, some fluffy HR initiative, but as a real core driver of the bottom line. We want to give you some really solid, actionable insights so you can make sure that the recognition programs you've got in place are actually working for you.
And more importantly, avoiding some of those common mistakes that we see that companies often fall into.
Yeah. So just to give you a sense of where we're coming from with this, we've got some great sources lined up. We're going to be looking at some stuff from SHRM. Mm-hmm. We've got some Gallup research and then also some really interesting insights from Multimedia Plus, which really focus in on the kind of the unique challenges of the retail world.
Yeah, their perspective is really valuable for this specific audience because, yeah, retail has its own nuances, right?
Oh, absolutely.
When it comes to how you appreciate and reward your employees.
Yeah. Like what works in a tech company or a, you know, manufacturing environment doesn't always translate to the shop floor, you know?
Exactly.
So, okay, let's get down to brass tacks here. Why does this even matter? Why are we even talking about recognition?
Well, you know, we often talk about the softer side of things, right? Like creating a more positive work environment.
Yeah.
Improving well-being, reducing burnout. SHRM actually highlights all of these as direct outcomes of good recognition practices.
Mm-hmm.
But let's bring this into the retail context.
Yeah.
Think about it. Long hours, demanding work, you're constantly interacting with customers. Feeling valued in that kind of setting can be a really important buffer against burnout.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you're out there on the front lines dealing with, you know, holiday rushes and inventory issues, and it can be a grind.
Absolutely. And then there's the impact on how satisfied and engaged people are with their work.
Right.
A Canvas study I was looking at found that 94% of employees who feel highly appreciated love their workplace, and 91% love their jobs.
Wow, those are pretty impressive numbers.
Right. But here's the thing. Only 18% of unappreciated employees love their workplace, and only 33% love their jobs. It's a huge difference.
Yeah. So if you want happy, engaged teams in your stores, and let's be honest, that translates to better customer experiences and ultimately more sales, right?
Exactly. It's all connected.
Yeah, you've got to make sure those folks are feeling the love.
Yeah. And then there's the financial side of things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Gallup's research shows that if employees don't feel adequately recognized, they're twice as likely to quit.
Oh, that's painful.
Right. Yeah. And in retail, where turnover is already a major cost factor that can really hit your bottom line.
Yeah. It's not just about warm fuzzies anymore. It's about serious money.
Absolutely.
So we've talked about retention, but recognition is also a huge motivator.
Right? Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, Gallup really emphasizes this. It makes people feel a sense of accomplishment.
It reinforces those positive behaviors that you want to see in your retail environment, whether it's excelling at sales,
right,
providing outstanding customer service.
Going the extra mile.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we've got the why down. Now, the big question is, where do we go wrong? Where are we messing this up?
Well, SHRM has some thoughts on that. They point out this danger of recognition being too top-down.
Mm.
You know, like, if it's only senior leaders making the decisions about who gets recognized, you risk overlooking the contributions of those frontline employees.
Yeah, the folks actually out there on the floor.
Exactly, especially in retail where you might have multiple locations.
Right.
Or people working remotely.
Oh, yeah, don't forget about the remote teams.
Exactly. SHRM specifically calls out the risk of neglecting those remote workers or those who might be in those support roles that aren't directly customer facing but are still vital.
Like the people processing online orders.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping the inventory moving. If they constantly see recognition going to the in-store sales teams, they might feel like their contributions aren't valued.
Yeah, it's like their efforts are invisible.
Exactly.
And then we've got this whole other issue of overemphasizing individual achievements.
Oh, yes.
At the expense of teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And SHRM, actually, they have this great example in their article about the top sales producer award.
Oh, yeah.
and how if it goes to someone who's known for, you know, hogging all the sales and not being a team player, it can actually create a really toxic environment.
It can actually undermine the collaboration that you need for a successful retail operation.
Yeah.
And then on top of all that, Canva's data shows that we often forget about our junior and mid-level employees.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
They found that only 43% of employees below the director level felt recognized as individuals.
That's pretty low.
Compared to 74% of VPs and above. So you're missing out on recognizing a huge chunk of your workforce.
And those are the folks who are often doing the heavy lifting day in and day out.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked about these kind of traditional pitfalls, but now let's get into the social media age.
Yes, the LinkedIn shout out.
Exactly. Multimedia Plus, they've got some really interesting thoughts on this. You know, on the surface, it seems like a good thing, right? Like you're giving someone a public shout out. You're showing your appreciation.
Sure. It seems positive at first glance.
But they raise some really important points.
Yeah. For one thing, think about it. You're publicly praising someone for their amazing sales numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically putting a big target on their back for recruiters.
You're like, come and poach our best people.
Exactly. You could end up losing your top talent.
That's not what we want.
No, not at all. And what about all the other employees who don't get that public shout out?
Yeah, they're going to feel pretty left out.
Right. It can create resentment and actually demotivate people.
And then there's this whole issue of using internal jargon and hashtags that no one outside the company understands.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about KPIs and internal metrics.
Yeah.
Your customers are going to be like, what are they even talking about?
It just creates this weird disconnect.
And then there's the whole privacy issue. You know, have you even asked your employees if they're okay with having their achievements blasted all over LinkedIn?
It's a really important ethical consideration.
It is. And you know what? Multimedia Plus suggests that this reliance on public platforms might actually be a symptom of a bigger problem.
Oh, interesting. What's that?
A lack of good internal communication systems.
Oh, I see.
If companies don't have a good way to recognize and celebrate successes internally, leaders might just default to using these external platforms, even though they're not really the best fit.
Yeah, it's like using a hammer to screw in a screw, you know?
Exactly. So we've talked about why recognition is important and where we often go wrong.
Right.
So now let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
How do we do this right? What are the best practices?
Lay it on us.
Okay, so SHRM really emphasizes the need for a multifaceted approach.
Okay, so not a one-size-fits-all.
Exactly. They give this example of iSolved, which uses a bunch of different strategies. So you might have company-wide programs, maybe some regional competitions.
Oh, like a sales challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
With some really great rewards.
But then you also need things happening at the department level.
Okay, more localized.
Right. That way managers can tailor the recognition to their specific team goals.
And the company values.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
And don't forget about peer-to-peer recognition.
Oh, yeah, that's powerful.
It is. Letting employees recognize each other can really boost morale and team cohesion.
It makes people feel seen by their peers.
Exactly. And, you know, Multimedia Plus, they talk about this platform called Insight Posts, which is a great example of how you can facilitate that kind of peer-to-peer recognition.
Oh, cool. So it's like an internal social media platform.
Kind of. You can nominate colleagues for awards, give them points they can redeem for rewards.
Well, I like it.
It's a really effective system.
All right, so we've got the multifaceted approach. We're getting everyone involved. What else is key?
Well, Gallup recommends recognizing employees every 7 days.
Every 7 days? Wow, that seems like a lot.
I know, it sounds like a lot, but it really emphasizes this idea of frequent and timely appreciation.
So it's not just like an annual awards ceremony or something.
Right. In retail, where things move so fast, you need to be giving feedback and recognition in real time.
Okay, so like acknowledging a great customer interaction you just saw.
Exactly. Or giving someone praise right after they handle a difficult situation well.
It shows that you're paying attention.
It does.
Now let's talk rewards.
Yes, rewards.
Everyone loves a good bonus.
Of course.
Yeah.
But SHRM also points out the importance of making those rewards meaningful.
Okay, so not just cash.
Not always. Think about things that align with your employees' career aspirations, their personal needs.
So maybe mentorship opportunities.
Yes.
Access to training programs.
Definitely. Maybe even more flexibility in their schedule, if that's possible, in a retail setting.
Right. Or extra break time during those crazy busy seasons.
Yeah, things can be really valuable to people.
Yeah. It shows that you care about their well-being.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes the most meaningful recognition doesn't even cost anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Charlotte Anderson from Canva, she talked about how a sincere thank you, a handwritten note from a manager.
Yeah.
Those things can go a long way.
It's about that personal touch.
It is. And this leads us to another really crucial best practice.
Okay.
Tailoring the recognition to the individual.
Oh, that's so important.
It is. What motivates one employee might not do anything for another.
Yeah, some people love public praise.
Right.
Others are more introverted. They prefer something more low-key.
Exactly. So you need to understand your team's preferences.
Like, do they value opportunities for growth?
Mm-hmm.
Or is work-life balance more important to them?
Yeah, and how do you actually figure that out? Like, how do you know what makes your employees tick? Well, Barbara Martell from Alliance Trade, she shared how they use stay interviews to get insights into employee preferences.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right. And retail leaders can adapt that idea.
Yeah.
Have regular check-ins with your teams.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask them what kind of recognition they value most.
Simple but effective.
And remember, your workforce is diverse, different generations, different roles.
Right.
So you can't assume everyone wants the same thing.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of different strategies, but it seems like the common thread here is that personal touch.
Yeah, it's about making people feel seen and valued.
And that circles back to what Multimedia Plus was saying about those internal platforms.
Exactly. Insight Post is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you give that targeted, personalized recognition.
And it keeps it all internal,
right,
which avoids those pitfalls of public social media.
Exactly.
So I think the big takeaway for all of you retail executives out there is this employee recognition. It's not just a nice to have, it's a must have.
It really is.
It's a core part of your talent strategy.
Absolutely.
And it has a direct impact on your bottom line.
It affects engagement retention,
mm-hmm.
the customer experience you deliver,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately the success of your stores and your entire business.
So as you're thinking about your own employee recognition programs, I want you to consider this. In a world where talent is so mobile, where people have so many options, how can you make your recognition programs a real competitive advantage? How can you create a culture where employees feel so valued and appreciated that they not only stay with your company, but they become your biggest advocates? They go out there and they tell everyone how great it is to work for you. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of impact we're talking about. And it all starts with recognizing the incredible contributions of every single member of your team.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us today for this deep dive into employee recognition. We'll see you next time.
See you then.